back to the Power Hour. One of our favorites for many years. Joyce came across him, and he quickly became a fan favorite, audience favorite. You love him. It's been a while since he's been on. I don't know. Our paths have kind of, you know, dissected back and forth. We're so glad to have him back. You know him. Of course, he's got a doctorate in DO from Iowa there. He's affected literally millions of people with his passion on herbal remedies, natural remedies, biblical, historical remedies. Dr. Cass Ingram, it is a pleasure to welcome you back to the Power Hour.
Well, you know, great to be back with you. How are you getting along over there?
Yeah, we're doing good. Yeah, we're expanding. We're doing some things, and we're happy to have you back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, and natural medicine hasn't gone anywhere, so it's pretty much the only way to go if you want to avoid the toxicities and the different risks and so forth, plus just the preventive effects of getting into natural medicines, knowing which ones are useful, just to stay healthy, not to get sick, not to get a sickness in the winter. Not to get cold and flu, well, not just what to take, how much to take, but
let me ask you before we're going to go into winter illness and then oregano and some of the things.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, let me ask you a broader question from your perspective, because you've been right in the middle of this for years and years. What is your opinion or your opinion of the state of the medical industry in general? And do you see people turning away from it towards natural? Where do you see that balance going in America?
The medical system has never had a solid basis for chronic diseases. It's got a very solid base for the treatment of acute illnesses and accidents, injuries. There are some fantastic physicians and surgeons that can rehabilitate a person that's gotten into a car accident or a severe fall, some kind of a, you know, industrial accident. And then you have ophthalmologists, you have cardiac surgeons, or cataract surgeons. There are a number of specialties there that are extremely expert. But where medicine needs help, we need to love medicine a little bit and stroke it here a little. It needs a ton of help with chronic disease. It needs a ton of help with infections because the antibiotics are blowing themselves out. And so I know how to save lives and how to help people with infection, how not to get sick. In modern medicine, we don't have anything to prevent cold and flu, to treat cold and flu, sinusitis, bronchitis, chronic cough, chronic congestion, rhinitis, chronic fungal infections, toenail fungus. There are some drugs, but they have toxicity. So medicine actually, if medicine's job is to help people into life by delivering babies healthfully, help them grow and develop by providing the right nutrition and the right advice and the right immunological support, help them as they age to not develop diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, and if they do, to treat it in a way that's efficient, then they have to use natural medicine as part of their armamentarium. But it's not happening. I've been preaching this for decades. We need both. We've got to be able to become more European a little bit, where we believe in, as a system, the powers of natural medicine, where we know the herbal knowledge from medieval times and prior, where we are very familiar with essential oils. We know that the science backs us to use these types of therapeutics in addition to medicine. Like, I invented the whole oil of oregano idea, right? So oil of oregano,
yes,
obliterates viruses. Is a single person listening to the show ever going to a critical care center, an emergency room, a doctor's office, a surgery center, and have any doctor say, I want you to, here's a prescription, I want you to go down the store or go to the Power Mall, you know, and get a bottle of, oil of oregano? Or, why?
I'll put it back to you. Yeah, why? Why not?
Because
why do they not?
It's effective. It's a known antiviral. It takes out cold and flu. It destroys viruses. It dissolves them. It's safe. There's no toxicity. There's no risk for liver or kidney. It's a fantastic antibacterial. It's a fantastic antifungal. So it's perfect for chronic fungal conditions like chronic dry cough, chronic lung, bronchitis, sinusitis, rhinitis, constant nasal dripping and post-nasal drip. Wouldn't medicine want to have some kind of a adjunct that would be effective when it has nothing? That's where it really makes its biggest error. And, you know, it loses credibility. Somebody's seen 10, 15 doctors, then they talk to me or send me a message online or they send me an email, and I say, oh, well, you just, you know, you're seeing your doctor anyway. You're taking antibiotics. You're taking whatever. Why don't you get some oil of oregano? Get some P73. You got it right there on your site. Get some of that. Get some Oregarest and bomb it out. Is it illegal for me to say bomb it out with the herb? You know, I support the immune system. I guess that's the language. But I'm a physician. You know, I'm an independent guy. And I like to get to the point. This stuff is fantastic. There's a whole country where 40,000 people die of the flu. Yeah.
How did you get first turned on to oregano? Why did this become in your consciousness?
Hey, I need to focus on this. This only is because I had that almost fatal illness. Never would have happened. Nobody would hear anything. There wouldn't be all this oregano oil interest now or, you know, interest in things like the Oregarest and these types of supplements. I'm sitting there in my clinic cleaning up some mess, and the mess had an IV needle in it. I didn't know it. I got stabbed. That IV needle nearly killed me. So I went from doctor to doctor, clinic to clinic, you know, herbalist to herbalist, friend to friend, lost my job, lost my clinic. And in desperation, the oregano oil came to me, and the God-blessed herb cured me. I guess that's not a legal word. Sorry, Power Hour. And then also, I used something that was called Oregamax eventually. There was no product on the market. That was 1992, 93, right? 94. But it ended up being called Oregamax. So I was taking the equivalent of 50 to 100 capsules a day, which is a whole bottle, and taking 200 drops of the oil on and off for 6 months, and I got rid of this AIDS or whatever it was. You know, the patient that I got the IV needle stick died. If you're out there losing hope, you need to listen to this show. Tune in. God made the oregano oil to save us, to keep us alive or to prevent us from dying prematurely from some kind of an infestation. How many people out there, I'm not an expert, but read the biblical. And you see there it says, purge yourself with the hyssop. You'll be clean. Prophet David, Isaiah, I believe, Leviticus, I guess. So what's he talking about? He's talking about Esau. Esau is oregano, not hyssop. So you got something there that God made for us to not get sick. And if we did get sick, and medicine just ignores this. If we got a virus, the cold, the flu, a bronchitis, a chest congestion, a sore throat, you got to go to your doctor where you need to go to your doctor. We're not saying anything different. But there's nobody that says you can't go home and take some oil of oregano or some P73, which is a big difference. P73 is hugely different than just generic stuff. And just take it and get rid of it. You know, we did the studies.
What is the difference between, I know the P73, the formulation that you've had, you're a pioneer in this, there's many imitators out there. What is the difference between your formulation that we sell over at the Power Mall and a lot of the other ones that are out there?
Well, almost every other oregano is farm-raised. Even if it has high carvacrol, they clone it or standardize it to raise it with high carvacrol. The problem is mycotoxins. oregano grows on rock. It's very healthy growing on rock. It's very unhealthy, even though it can produce a high amount of carvacrol, when you grow it on dirt. You can grow it organically on dirt. You can sell it cheaper. But I don't really, I've tried the dirt oreganos because I'm kind of in a wild oregano aficionado. My email is droregano@gmail.com. I'm the oregano guy. And yeah, I mean, you can buy it, but you're buying farm raised. When you buy a P73, you're buying 1,000%, 1,000 million percent hand-picked by the villagers, which supports the village infrastructure and the ethnic people. But you're growing, you're buying something that's picked on rocks. It doesn't like dirt. They pick it and then they dry it. And then they extract it and there's no mycotoxins and that type of contaminant. I have had my share of people, any oregano oil will kill germs, but I've had my share who've gotten chronic headaches and stomach aches and cardiac arrhythmia from taking these off brands, you know, and so how can I recommend them? If they were wild, 100%, and the gas chromatography proved that they were 100% wild, I'd say take it, even if it's cheaper, as long as it's coming from the mountains. And it has to come not from Mexico. There's a fair amount of it on the market from Mexico and Tunisia and Morocco. No. It has to come from the mountains of the deeper Mediterranean, the Greece, Turkey, that area. That's it, you know. And then you have the crude herb. The crude herb is Origanum syriacum, which is all of that biblical lore. It's the wild oregano in the raw, crushed up with the Rus coriorea. And I love that product for people to take on a daily basis. That's the, you have it on your website. You're very smart to have this kind of quality. You have the Oregamax. People should make a kit. They get the Oregamax, they get the oil, they get the Oregarest, perhaps. But that one, the whole crude herb, is raw. It's rich in trace minerals. It's high in vitamin K. It's dense in niacin. And it's a tremendous nutritional in any case. But that's ideal if somebody wants to take a couple capsules a day so you don't get sick. Or if you want to give it to a pregnant women, give them some, 2-4 capsules a day or more. It will help with their bone density. It will help with their nutrition. Yes, nursing women, give it to them. This Oregamax, you can give it to the children. You open it up and put it in the food. You put it in the pizza. You put it in the marinara sauce. You put it in the meat rub. You add it in soup. You add it in the cheese dip. I do it at home all the time. I live on that stuff.
Hold that thought, Cass.
What?
There's the music. We got a break on the other side.
We're getting to more specifics.
Fantastic information. Cass.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Unbelievable formulator, revolutionary formulator, really, and voice for natural-type medicine. We're talking about oreganol specifically, and you're comparing your product or products like yours, wild-grown oreganol, compared to farm-raised, and you talk about mycotoxins. That's a little confusing there. Explain that, mycotoxins.
You wouldn't think that oregano, which is antifungal, would have an issue, but the issue is that God made it that way. He made it to grow on rocks. It hates dirt. It won't thrive in the dirt environment. And so you'll see it growing out of rock outcroppings. It then breaks down some of the rock to turn a little bit into some dust and dirt. But then you try to take that and you force it to grow in Saskatchewan or California or British Columbia which is being done now routinely, or you force it to grow in grease on the dirt, and then you combine it, you standardize it to make sure it's got 84%, you know, a certain amount of carvacrol. You standardize it out, and then you sell it as wild. And so people can take it, but we've had people who have reactions to it that never occur with the wild material. So you can actually, it's proven, even like cannabis, for instance, which is becoming quite an interesting natural medicine, it can have mycotoxin contamination. Sage, even though it's antiseptic, cinnamon. In fact, the federal government sometimes measures for mycotoxins in dried herbs, but as long as you have the wild kind, it's never an issue. And so take it another step. What if you have a mycotoxin problem or you have a mold and contamination? Wild oregano is ideal to support the immune system for cleansing that type of strain on the tissues. So mycotoxins can either be produced because you have the fungus in you, or you can ingest them. And they're toxic in any form. They're poisonous. They're one of the most poisonous substances known. However, again, real oregano oil, cumin oil, bay leaf oil, sage oil, wild, from the mountains, growing in the rock, is anti-mycotoxin. So when you take...
Let's talk a little bit... let's talk a little bit about the funguses. I know when it comes to cancer especially, we're seeing that the fungus is almost always related to deadly forms of cancer. We're seeing Alzheimer's autopsies that basically if you have fungus in your brain, you have Alzheimer's. If you don't have fungus in your brain, you don't have Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I believe that.
Speak a little bit to
that. Well, the high sugar
consumption,
antibiotics, prednisone, H2 blocking drugs, it does... In a high carbohydrate diet, craving of sugar, and eating white sugar. Who's not going to have an overload of fungus? And then if the immune system gets suppressed and we don't do anything regularly to cleanse that fungus, being yourself that you'll be pure, right, then it could overwhelm the brain, the spinal cord, the spinal fluid, and cause havoc. But as the immune system declines and circulation is defeated with aging, poor blood flow, poor oxygen utilization, weakened immunity, continued consumption of refined sugar and corn products. Yeah, it's plausible that we are developing chronic fungal infestation in the internal organs. But we've also found that autoimmune conditions are fungal, and the same with chronic digestive, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis in some cases, esophagitis, even gastritis, even with hydrochloric acid. If that goes down, then the stomach can be colonized by candida and other fungus. Don't forget the pelvic issues, endometriosis, uterine cyst, uterine fibroid, ovarian cysts. All these precursors that could lead to cancer or degeneration are fungal, let alone vaginitis, athlete's foot, toenail fungus, fingernail fungus, thrush or coating, whitish coating on the tongue. I mean, who doesn't have some realm of, some element of this? That makes you want to take some wild oregano down the hatch, right?
We got about 30-45 seconds before the break, and we'll get to this more on the other side. You basically just named everybody in America in one form or another. Let's talk about the oregano. We focused on that. Such a fantastic product. If somebody's listening, their interest is piqued by what you said.
I just took 20 drops down the hatch. That oregano, I understand the situations out there and different products and stores and all that, but that oregano, that's a kingpin. That stuff's a hammer, and you can pound it. If you want to take a lot, take a lot. You should see some of these cases of lying, talk about it.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. There's the music on the other side. Yeah, we'll talk about that. How should people take this? If they're dealing with what? Lyme disease. We'll talk about the root of Lyme disease, the spirochetes, those kind of things on the other side. Dr. Cass Ingram, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. You can find all these products. Give Jay a call. Ivan the Good Guys. This is certainly one of them. Cass Ingram, his dedication to his pursuit for himself has been a boon. Invention, necessity is the mother of invention. Another example from another one of our guests. Fantastic North American Urban Spice. This oregano. All these products are on sale over at the Power Mall. Orega Spray, the Purely C, maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit, the Purely C Bulk Powder, also the Chaga Charge Tea, the Black Seed Plus, and the Bone Active. You know, that's interesting, the connection between some of these products and your bones and the oreganol and helping your bones. We'll discuss that. Global Healing Center, the Vegan Safe B12, the Detoxidine, the Liver Trex, the Paratrex, the Renal Trex, the different cleansing, you know about that, and the amount of food, 20% off. Of course, REM sleep, very good. It's so important to sleep and what that does and help clearing your brain. You know, if you can keep the fungus down, you can keep your body continually cleansing yourself, you're just going to have a really big advantage. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Please check out these products. And that's why we're here, because of your purchases, your donations, your thoughts, your prayers, your energy and attention. So thank you very much, as always. And please buy from the Power Mall. And getting back to Cass, we're talking about the oreganol in terms of, you know, Lyme, you mentioned Lyme disease, spirochetes, mitotoxins, all these things.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's in the brain. Let's continue discussing that. This is so important.
Well, I think that's important. There was a study done by Alonzo and his group in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease and about 4 years ago, in which they determined that in the brains, you know, they autopsied, and they found significant evidence of fungal proteins. The fungus was infecting the brain of the Alzheimer's patients while they were having the Alzheimer's. And many of them were taking a lot of sugar and corn and wheat products and such. So they were feeding the fungus. And they said this is definitive evidence of this infestation. Now I don't know about you, but I don't want any fungus in my brain. So if that means I have to take the oil under the tongue, take a little bit every day, twice a day, put a little bit on a Q-tip and up the schnozola, then I'm just doing it, you know. If I have to take some...
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the protocol. You said on a Q-tip up the nose, you said or under the tongue.
Well,
what's
you have
the best
that
way
cribriform
to take
plate, which is paper thin by the nasal area, and so why not get... Because you can do that with the oregano. Remember, it's edible, daily use, and you can do what you want with it. So you take that and you slide that thing up and cook that dude on each side and or rub a little bit if you want to do it a little bit sheepish way. Rub it right under the nose. Now don't touch that outer sensitive area, the outer edge. You see that curve that's soft? That's sensitive. There's not a lot of sensitivity on the septum, though. So it'll take it and then I'm not trying to cure Alzheimer's disease. Forget it. I'm just telling you what you can do so you don't get some junk and how to help yourself stay healthy. So you take some oil every day, twice a day, you see? And maybe
how many drops?
Capsules. Huh?
How many drops? How many capsules?
Well,
how many drops?
You know,
how many capsules?
I just took 20 drops. It made me feel good. So maybe it's 5 or 10 drops twice a day. Maybe it's 2 or 3 drops twice a day. You know, maybe if you want to be more aggressive, you do a little more. Because, first of all, oregano oil is a huge antioxidant, preventing oxidative damage in the cells and on the cell membranes. If you take a puny amount, what good's that going to do? So a little larger amount, and then you can also, so you can take 10 or 20 drops twice a day. You can take a couple gel caps twice a day or 3 gel caps twice a day. Or if you want to go conservative, 2 to 5 drops, 1 gel cap. But during the winter, why not take it a couple times a day so that you put it in the bloodstream twice? And then you have these multiple spice capsules, also a powerful antioxidant. But that one is really good, very convenient. 1 capsule a day for most people is sufficient prevention for the whole winter and spring. For tough situations, people in closed rooms or high rises, exposed to a lot of sick people, working in a nursing home, working in a hospital, working in a daycare, sick kids. Maybe you want to take a capsule twice a day. And then remember we mentioned that protocol of some kind of a crude whole food form that somebody doesn't have to worry about if they're on, you know, if they're pregnant. I'm not saying oregano could bother if you're pregnant anyway, but if you want to be conservative, that's the Oregamax for pregnancy, for nursing, for children, for infants. I mean, not infants, but children who are old enough to eat soft food. And then the oil, too, topically, for the infant, if you wish, right? We're not practicing medicine. I'm just telling you about an herb. God made it. You rub the herb on your feet, on the shin, on the spine. And you can do it in an older... See, the oregano oil is the most aggressive substance to get... Now, not pure aromatherapy type. Emulsified in the olive oil. It's the best oil for mobilizing the lymphatics. Don't you need a little lymph mobilization during the winter and during the season? So you would rub it on the feet, the shins, the top of the thigh, up and down the spine, rub around the chest by the clavicles where the lymphatics dump. Or maybe you have a reason. You have a lymphatic swelling, or you have some puffiness or some irritation. You rub it. Now, remember we said that I had that stupid Lyme disease. That's a dangerous, ridiculous, treacherous, horrific thing, right? Miserable.
Mm.
And I couldn't figure how many ways I wished I wouldn't have got it. But I kept telling myself, got to be for a reason. Got to be for a reason, God. You know, I'm kind of talking to myself with my teeth gritted. Got to be for a reason. Because I'm a powerful guy, you know. I don't want to. So, I mean, I couldn't function. I didn't know where I was, what time of day it was. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't rest. I couldn't think. I couldn't get comfortable. I thought I was going to die any minute in that miserable thing. So I took a whole bottle of this P73 stuff. All right? I'm not going to make a medical claim for Lyme disease. I'm telling you what I did. My own testimonial. I have a right, First Amendment. I'm sure Washington, D.C. agrees. You have the right to speak. So I took this. I dumped it in a glass of water. I drank the whole thing all at once. I did that for 10 days, 850 drops.
Woo.
The only thing it did is, a whole bottle. The only thing it did is made me well. Now, I took more. I had to take a lot of gel caps, the Regarest, juice of oregano. I pounded it all, Oregamax, pound, 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 pound. It took a while. But I got rid of this miserable thing. Now, case history. I talked to a woman today. She said there's some guy going around telling people that there's that wild oregano oil and these other things. And she said the mothers came in with their children in wheelchairs from Lyme disease and they followed my advice. And the children got out of the wheelchairs. This was West Virginia, a pandemic zone for Lyme. She told me the story.
Mm.
I'm doing more investigating with her about all these cases. They heard about me through my books, my website. I didn't even know about them. Wheelchair-bound children using something God made for us to use and to prevent you know, illness and to use to treat these syndromes, or we can say support a healthy immunological way to treat the body. And then we're going to dance around it all the time, but maybe not too many dancing steps because it's right here from the mountains in the Mediterranean in your hand. Right on your Power Hour website. You got the right thing. That you can take all you want. Oh, what about the probiotics? Okay, yes, if you take 1,600 drops, like I, or whatever it was, 850 drops. Okay, take some probiotic then at night or something. You know? But probiotic deficiency is not going to do you in. Right? The fungus in the Lyme. Look at those people with the Alzheimer's. They've got the spirochetes in the brain. They've got the fungus in the brain. They've got the candida in the brain. They've got the chlamydia in there. They've got the, right? They got the herpes in there. What's going to kill us? All this chronic inflammation and chronic infection, we're not doing anything about it. We're going to take the oregano. It could maybe make me sick. or, you know, oh, good at interact with. Does anybody ask me if I eat two pizzas or one, do I have to worry about my pharmaceuticals? Go look in the PDR. It says that oregano is a grass substance. It doesn't interact. It doesn't. How is it going to? Everybody who eats marinara sauce pizza or spaghetti is going to get sick from their pharmaceuticals? Doesn't make any sense. This stuff is just what it is. It's spice. Take a break. Relax a little bit, people. Rub it in. Take it in.
There you go. One pizza or two. It doesn't matter. It's not going to interact with your medicine. There's the music. We got one last break with the one and only Cass Ingram. On the other side, we're going to get into bone active, bone density. Osteoporosis is a big thing in America. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. The Power Mall, thepowerhour.com. It's so good. Bye from the good guys. Cass Ingram is a world-class authority on these type of natural things. Of course, we're not making medical claims and those kind of things. We want to put that disclaimer up. If you want medical advice, go to a medical doctor and deal with it from that point. This is experience. This is natural things. This is history. And that's all that we're describing. So Cass has written numerous books, is a prolific writer. And Cass, why don't you tell the audience where you can get some of these great information?
Yeah, support the little guy. I banned Amazon. I shut them out. And I don't care if that means money or not. So CassIngram.com, CassIngram.com. We're not competing with the Power Hour, the books there. So you have the Doctor's Guide to Oil of Wild Oregano. You have my Cure in the Cupboard and the new Cure in the Cupboard CDs. And then you have the bone building miracle. The bone building miracle. And how the spices help regenerate the bone density and increase that densification through the spice oils and the things like supporting a healthy bone density like Oregamax and Bone Active. 1-2 punch. That's the protocol. Take them both. Can. Rub the oil.
Well, in America we consume more dairy than any country in the world, but yet we have the highest rate of osteoporosis. What in the world's going on here?
Well, it's an inflammatory disease, and we also have the highest consumption of refined sugar in the world. And we eat refined food and GMOs, and we don't get the exercise as a population, and we're not eating enough vitamin D-rich foods. And that's a complex thing, but you're right. However, it has been shown that organic or healthy cheese seems to be neutral or seems to increase density. However, what we found was that the spices dramatically increase bone density in the test models and in human models, and so do onions and prunes and plums. So it's obviously the phytochemicals in the food that are involved in bone density. That and the research by Mulbauer, first of all, it started with me in the book, The Cure is in the Cupboard, where I list case histories of people whose bones went from 75-year-old bones to 55-year-old bones with wild oregano capsules, you know, the whole crude herb. And then that led to me writing the book, The Bone Building Miracle, in which that led to, of course, bone active capsules and bone active rubbing oil. And they take the bone active, which has the raw New Zealand bone and the raw oregano, sage, and rosemary. Our research showed, and the work by Mulbauer in Switzerland, that the spices, and I mentioned onions and prunes and other things, the aromatic compounds increase, they stop the bone from eating itself. And they make the bone go back to building up itself, osteoclasts and osteoblasts. And that's definitive research, duplicated by a number of individuals. So I had a case history. I'm not trying to make a medical claim, I'm just telling you the truth. There was a woman whose daughter, 24, and they got rear-ended by a truck. The truck pushed the back seat and it punched through the girl, and the little 24-year-old went paraplegic. God rest him. She's still alive. Mother wants to do something because the bones are losing the mass, right? So she's completely osteoporotic. So the mother gets the bone, and, you know, she can't swallow anything. So she gets the bone active, but she uses the rubbing oils. Because there's bone active capsules, bone active rubbing oil. She rubs the oil all over the kid, the 24-year-old. The kid's bone density went up 300%. I can't tell you how many people, capsules and oil. One woman, she had a fracture. She had a fracture and she was in pain. Her case, she had a cast. She couldn't rub the oil so much. She took the capsules. The pain went away that day. How can I do something like that? It has to be the magic of all the phytochemicals and their energy and their electrical energy. And I have cases on record. Now, this is something that supports a healthy bone density. So it's just kind of astonishing, right? Because we're taking these horse pill calciums, we're taking vitamin D. How many people are taking synthetic vitamin D or semi-synthetic? They don't even know they're taking it. And it's causing the calcium to drop into the kidney stones, case history. I got a call when I was on the radio. The guy says, what do you do for kidney stones? I said, how long have you had them? He's had them for 2 years. He says, my wife has them too. I said, well, how long ago did you start your vitamin D? 2 years ago. I said, get off the vitamin D. It's making the kidney stones. I have been preaching for the last 5 years that the number one cause of kidney stones is taking isolated synthetic vitamin D. You can't do it that way, people. You can't take horse pill calciums. You're not going to get anywhere. You have to do it through nature, through increasing your consumption of onions, through eating more prunes and plums, through looking at the research we've talked about things like Italian parsley, oregano, garlic, sage, rosemary, raw bone. That's how you're going to increase your bone density. And you need to do it, because if you do that, then you're not going to crack up when you're at 90 or 85 or 80 or 75 and you fall and you crack up. And then you end up in a hospital and then you're in trouble and then you could drop dead from the fracture. So why not be so powerful with your bones that if you do slip and fall, you bounce up instead of cracking up? You know, that's what I'm trying to tell people. What about prevention for once? And, you know, you can also rub the oils. I want really dense bones. I want to be so dense that if I fall, if God gives me the 80 or 85, whatever, I'm going to not crack something. Right? What are you going to do if you have a cracked bone? A hip, or a hip femur, or a wrist, or an elbow, or you're going to be in trouble. You know, if you're elderly, especially. So you got to take action now. Right? You increase your consumption of the foods that increase bone density. And we've listed all that, right? Rosemary, sage, oregano, thyme, the garlic, onion. Yeah. Did you know
that? What about for small children? Let me ask you, small children, you know, they're growing their teeth and those kind of things, and they're growing really fast, their bones.
They take the crude herb to support that, the Oregamax, they open it up and put it in the food. They take the bone active, they open it up and put it in the food. The parents rub the rubbing oil on them. But the most important area is the elderly and people who are 40. Now, 40 and 45, you start to lose a lot of bone mass. They really have to be aggressive. Chronic pain, why not use it? Because if your bones are dense, how are you going to be in so much pain and inflammation? Every day our bones go into decline. We have to fight back. You can fight back through the Power Hour. Go visit thepowermall.com. See what they have to say about it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Check them out. Okay. Powermall.com or something, right?
Yeah, thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. You got
okay,
it.
Got me right. All right, my friend. Good to talk to you. Stay healthy and stay out of the winter blues with tons of pizza spice.
Wild pizza spice grown
wild
on rock.
One
that's what
from
we all
the
mean.
Mediterranean on the Rocky Mountain. I'll see you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow I won't be here. We'll have a guest. And then the end of the week, we're going to have a very interesting interview with a former nun about what her experiences were on the inside of the Catholic Church. So look forward to seeing you. Have a great evening. God bless you. Stay tuned for tomorrow.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about $1 a day. SunAir heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM Sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM Sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.